Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This old Rhapsody, better go capture this moment and hope it don't do it. Lose yourself in the music, the moment you own it, you better never let it go. You only get one shot, do not miss your chance to blow. This opportunity comes once in a lifetime. You better lose yourself in the music, the moment you own it.
Speaking as Shine was of draft coverage, Grish and Foya coming up at 10 from Detroit, from the Buffalo Wild Wings on 8 Mile.
There you go.
Coming up at 10. We'll actually check in with them at 9:45 as they get ready for day one of draft coverage from Detroit. I think I heard them talking yesterday about Eminem, who has a restaurant in Detroit.
Mom's Spaghetti,
called Mom's Spaghetti.
Yeah.
So
bad reviews there, right?
Yeah, it don't look very... I mean, it's like...
Look good?
Spaghetti and meatballs in Chinese food cotton.
Curtis, a little bit of breaking news this morning?
4.4 in Google reviews for Mom's Spaghetti, though. Doesn't look too bad.
Okay.
Breaking news, finally. And you know who we should credit? Johnny Manziel. Because Reggie Bush is getting his Heisman back, something that should never have been forfeited, given that O.J. Simpson had his.
Right.
Johnny Manziel made this sort of public after the buzz he got from his, I think it was a Netflix, whatever we talked about. Anyway, he said he was not going to go to the Heisman event. I think, did some other people join in? I'm not positive, but basically said that he's not going to go to the event until they give Reggie Bush his Heisman back. And today, Pete Thamel at ESPN was reporting that due to a, quote, enormous change in the college football landscape, unquote, the Heisman committee has given the trophy back.
Yeah.
Only reason people care about Reggie is the sex tape. Yeah. Well, launched his career.
Wait, are you saying launched his career?
Yep.
Launched.
Are you kidding?
Yeah.
You have to be kidding.
Oh. When did he?
Yeah. Kim Kardashian.
Kim Kardashian and Reggie Bush had a sex tape?
Yeah.
So she had two sex tapes?
How is it that you don't know about a sex tape?
Hold on. She had two sex tapes?
Yeah. She had several, I think.
Oh, I didn't know. I thought she had the one with Ray J.
I'm with Wiggy.
I'm confused on this one.
If anybody knows sex tapes, I would think it is my guy.
I must have missed this one.
It's Professor Pornhub over here. I would think you would know, but yes.
Yeah, I must have missed this one. I've heard of the Paris Hilton sex tape. I've obviously heard of the Tommy Lee and Pam Anderson one. Mm-hmm. I've heard of Kim and Ray J.
Apologies. Yeah. It's never been released.
Okay.
There is an alleged sex tape out there.
Okay.
And then she was dumped by Reggie Bush because of the Ray J sex tape.
Okay. All right. So they've never released it.
No.
So there's no.
They should have made that a part of the Heisman negotiation. And said, we'll give you back your...
Shime is sweating waiting to jump in here.
Nope, I'm not saying a word.
Because if there was,
I didn't know either way.
So. I would have saw it if there was a Kim and Reggie sex tape.
You would have been first to own.
Well, no, I mean, I think that is like anybody who was into...
Be honest. Did you ever...
Hot Topics and didn't live under a rock knew about Kim Kardashian sex tapes.
Be honest. Did you ever physically buy a celebrity sex videotape when that was the only way to get them? Ask a boomer.
I might have bought the...
Tanya Harding one? You probably bought the Tanya Harding one.
No, that one was more... That would
one
happen.
Night in Paris, the Paris Hilton one?
No, nah, that was the creepy, weird night vision one. I might have bought the Kim and Ray J one because that was when DVDs were out.
Oh, did it arrive in brown wrapping paper?
No, go to any sex store and buy one.
So you couldn't, because it was before you could really get stuff on the internet.
Yeah, this was before. Yes. And I'm trying, the Tanya Harding one, that was like VHS.
Tanya Harding had one?
Yeah, guy, yeah. I lived through the VHS era.
I'm saying when that one
You actually are the VHS era.
Rewind.
When that one came out, was it on VHS?
Yes.
Okay. And Tommy Lee and Pam.
Also on VHS. Yeah.
But then they were the first that got it on the internet, right? Didn't it? Because that's how it really blew up.
It was well before. I mean, yes. It was very close to when Al Gore invented the internet is when that came out.
Nah.
Well, if I watched Pam and Tommy, the show, and
that was before the internet.
But then there was a guy who was saying he wanted to get it streamed on the internet so more people could get eyeballs on it.
That was a big part.
I just received a text saying I have the Tanya Harding sex tape.
Oh, right. Is that from Andy Hart?
No.
Oh, who is that from?
It's from my buddy Buzz.
Yeah. Oh. I saw that.
Police officer down on the South Shore.
So I ran into a friend of yours in the seaport the other day. Did he tell you?
No, you ran into a friend of mine?
Yes.
Mrs. Fields?
I was walking Bullet. Bullet and I were on a walk with DMs, and I ran into a friend of yours. Guy loves the show. But this guy, Buzz, how old is your friend Buzz who has the actual sex thing?
I feel bad. I don't know exactly how old Buzz is. I'm going to say, based on the age of his son, like 50s.
Early 50s.
Yeah. That one
Late
was...
Late 40s.
The thing about celebrity sex tapes is they're never good. They're never...
Who was Tanya Harding with? Nobody?
No, it was her husband.
Oh.
Yeah. And they're usually like...
The husband, the dude sold it himself. Yeah. Like once they were getting divorced or whatever.
Did they split the proceeds? Yeah.
Unless it was like a Stevie J and I forget his girlfriend's name, but they actually had somebody filming it there. Most of them are like tripods or POV angle with the Ray J. Like the angles are never great.
I've only seen the Ray J Kim one.
Paris Hilton, hers was in night vision. She looked like some scene out of a scary movie.
Emergency top five best celebrity sex tapes.
Oh, man. Hold on. Wow.
I mean.
Number one.
Kim has to be Kim Kardashian because that launched her entire career.
And then she took it and ran with it.
She ran with it.
That launched it.
Yes.
But she.
Are you sure you didn't confuse Ray J with Reggie Bush?
No. I just Googled it again. There was a rumor out there that there was a Reggie Bush, Kim Kardashian sex tape that was going to be released.
Mm-hmm. But how would that have launched his career?
It was a joke. I don't actually think that Reggie Bush
but if nobody ever even saw it.
Because I thought that it did get released.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
It was in the news everywhere that it was going to. I know that you're going to be like, I never saw it, but.
Texter says Farrah Abraham.
All right.
I remember that one. Teen Mom, right?
I forget. Colin Farrell had one. I remember his.
Colin Farrell had one?
Yes. Hulk Hogan had his. At the time, it looked like it was a ring camera set up.
That's right. Did he go to court for that?
Yes, he did. His homeboy set him up.
If your name is Hulk Hogan, it kind of sets the bar too high.
Eve had a pretty good sex tape. Remember Eve the rapper? From Rough Riders?
No, I don't.
I don't know what episode of Tom vs. Time it was, but when Alex Guerrero was giving Tom Brady a nice rubdown, that was A+ for me.
We used to talk a lot on the old show about the Gene Simmons of Kiss. He kept his shirt on, as an older man would. I'm just going to keep my shirt on.
It's like when you took your cannonball.
Paul Stanley and I are going to keep our shirts on.
Didn't Black China have one?
Yeah, she had one.
There were
one.
A bunch of WWE ones at some point.
Well, who's the Pound Town girl? I mean, she has to.
Sexy Red. She actually had one.
Thank you.
She did have one, and it wasn't bad. You're thinking of the sex tape that China had. She's talking about black China.
Right. Oh, okay. Oh, okay. Yes. Yeah.
She's talking about
Being more inclusive.
Rob Kardashian's baby's mother, but you're thinking about China, the wrestler from D-Generation X.
Yes.
She had a sex tape.
Who lives on Lake Winnipesaukee.
Oh.
Hello to our New Hampshire friends that we'll see tomorrow night.
She used to live there. Maybe her spirit or her ghost.
Oh, she passed away?
Yes.
Yes.
Didn't she used to live there with Triple H?
Did she live there?
Triple H lives in the general vicinity. I know he lives in that area.
Okay.
Because remember, the sex tape was the springboard of her getting into porn. Because then she got
It often is.
She got into actual porn, which, you know.
You know a lot. You don't know a lot of world or United States history. A lot of porn history.
Yes, I know a lot about.
You know a lot of sex history.
As a kid growing up, and you know, let's be honest, the late 80s, early 90s, when an older uncle, for some reason, everybody had. Like whether it was, you know, VHS tapes or the Penthouse magazines.
Well, your uncle would show you those things?
Oh, of course. My uncle was, 5 or 6 years older than me. So if
he introduced you to pornography.
Well, I wouldn't say the introduction. I don't know if I ever told this story. The introduction of pornography was somehow I was able
to. Don't say it was like your high school gym teacher.
No.
Okay.
I was somehow able to get my hands on. The Caliglia movie. Do you remember that one?
Yes. That was produced by Bob Guccione from Penthouse.
I got my hands on that movie, and it was absolutely, completely changed my
world.
Because there was video stores in the neighborhood, and you go into the, and then you have to go in the back to where, like, the little.
It was 18 plus, right?
Yeah. And somehow, you know, my uncle was older, and somehow.
Would you buy that thing in the back parking lot of the Squire?
No, it was like passed around the neighborhood to friends. It's like, oh, you got to check out this. And it was Caliglia, and it was like this Roman Empire massive orgy thing. And I was like, maybe 12 or 13. I was like, wow, what is this?
Jeez.
It was mind-blowing. It was enlightened. It's like, wow. Jesus.
The enlightening.
My best friend's father was like such a perv. He had like hundreds of adult magazines.
Where would you keep all that?
He would keep them like in his closet or under his bed or something. Then we go over there when his parents were
home. I've told this story before, but when we moved into our house in Stowe, like the first day we were there or whatever, I was rummaging around in there's a bathroom upstairs in my parents' bedroom. And there were literally like 75 Penthouse or Playboy magazines in there. And I went screaming down to my mom and I said, you won't believe what is in your bathroom. And she immediately said, those must have been left here by the prior owner.
Courtney, they had a magazine. I can't remember what magazine it was. And I used to love it because of the stories. They were like...
Penthouse Forum?
Was it where they
where they wrote the letters in?
Where they were like actual like stories that happened. So I was out there cutting my grass one day.
Yeah, that's Penthouse Forum. Right.
Those were the good old days.
Was that the one that Greg was on the cover of? Or
No. That was called Playgirl.
Oh, Burt Reynolds was on Playgirl.
Playgirl naked.
Do you know who Burt Reynolds is?
No.
Do you know what Playgirl is?
He was the original Longest Yard, right?
Yes.
Playgirl, the
magazine.
But it was this Playboy, but it was a different version?
It was men.
Right, but was it owned by Playboy?
Yes. Yeah.
Oh.
Yes, it was the men version.
Yeah.
The celebrity men.
Okay. Anyway, I don't know how we got there, but somehow we did.
Courtney and her messing up of Reggie Bush's sex tape.
I'm very sorry. It was never released. Jeez, I always thought it was.
You opened the door.
And people are like, I can't believe you'd say Reggie Bush's career was launched by something like that. It's a joke.
Not like there's anything going on in sports tonight with two playoff games or anything.
I mean, come on.
We are less than 36 hours away
I tuned in to talk about the draft and the goalie rotation, and suddenly they're launching into sex tape.
I mean, let's be
honest. Work with me here. I think the Patriots should stand pat.
Greg, if you could watch, because we're having an issue of, like, do we watch Bruins Celtics tonight? I mean, if you
or Caligula.
No.
Can you add that to the poll?
I was gonna
a promo.
I was gonna add Debbie Does Dallas. I would definitely watch that over the Bruins or Celtics tonight.
What kind of rotation did the Emperor and Caligula use? When I came to orgies.
They're talking about mounting. I want to hear about Monty.
Oh, it was such an
error.
That's
like yesterday. I tune in to give them a chance. They're talking about ice cream. That's not ridiculous.
When is the country music coming on?
Patriots will take a quarterback at number three.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Let's get to Courtney into what is trending.
The Rich Keefe Show, weeknights starting at 6. Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by Leonard Hair Transplant Associates. The Red Sox fell to the Guardians 4-1 with Tanner Houck going 6 innings, giving up 2 runs on 5 hits while striking out 4. Another one with the Guardians tonight, 6-10 first pitch with Cooper Criswell getting the start. You can hang out with Rich Keefe at 5:10 on the MassMutual pregame show, and then Joe Castiglione and Lou Maloney have the call on the Shaw's and Star Market, WEEI Red Sox Radio Network, right here on EEI and, as always, on the Odyssey app. Going to be a busy night. The Celtics are at home with a tip at 7 in Game 2 against the Heat, while the Bruins are in Toronto to take on the Maple Leafs with puck drop at 7 in Game 3.
You're in timeout. Let's find out who's getting a timeout this week. Brought to you by Timeout Market, Boston's best eating and drinking destination in the Fenway, all under one roof. TimeoutMarket.com.
All right, time to put somebody in timeout. Can I start?
Yeah, you can start.
I'm going to do the Burt Breer article. Do I want to put Burt Breer in timeout or do I want to put Kraft in timeout? I think I'm going to put Kraft in timeout. Burt Breer's article saying that a lot of folks are upset with the way Dynasty played out. Mm. Think that it's backfiring on Robert Kraft, and it could be putting him in danger of not being entered into the Hall of Fame.
Mm. Okay. All right. I am going to put the NBA in timeout because now I have to try to figure out how to watch both games tonight.
And good
if the,
one.
If the NBA, like Shime said, would have just played the Celtics last night on Tuesday night, we wouldn't be in this dilemma.
I am going to put LeBron James.
Oh, uh-oh.
Dang it.
And I'm going to put AD in.
Ooh.
Because the two of them whining about non-calls or calls that were made in the third quarter in a game in which you later on had a 20-point lead and you blow it is the biggest crybaby thing I think I've ever seen in my life. So that's who I'm putting in timeout. Anybody else?
I'm going to put myself and others who have ripped Jaden Daniels or Caleb Williams for being demanding today and saying the game has changed while not placing into the conversation the Manning family that tried to single-handedly restart the draft to get Eli where he wanted to be, the way in which they conducted business. It has gone on. Elway did it as well. So it's not that it's all begun now.
Okay.
All right. Well, Timeout Market, Boston's best eating and drinking destination in the Fenway, all under one roof, timeoutmarket.com. And that was brought to you by Dr. Matthew Lopresti at Leonard Hair Transplant Associates, the hair doctor of Brian Scalabrini and Christian Fourier. You can call them at 1-800-GET-HAIR. That's what's trending. Here's Curtis with your weather.
50 degrees, cloudy skies, afternoon high, a cloudy 63.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
I can't seem to face up to the facts. I'm tense and nervous and I can't relax.
This show, draft day, and we'll be joined at 7:20 tomorrow morning by Bill O'Brien, the head coach at Boston College, and a guy very familiar with what goes on in draft rooms in the NFL, and also by Nick Kostos on the final show that we will do this week in the studio here in Brighton. And then we are on our way to all of the festivities surrounding Roadshow number one. We've been waiting for it for months. And roadshow season is finally here. Tomorrow night, we will be at the Poorhouse in Keene, New Hampshire. I'm guessing around 7, probably. Is that about what you're thinking?
I'll be there a little
I was going to say
early.
Like 6:30 for
okay,
dinner.
Okay, dinner. Have some Wiggy Loves the Wings. They have great quesadillas there. Quesadillas hitting. They'll probably have the Wheel of Shots going, and then 8 o'clock, we get to watch
kick off the draft.
Watch the draft with you.
Queso, so. Those, they ain't hitting, though. I love quesadillas, though.
And then Friday. Friday morning, first road show.
Honestly, who wouldn't like a quesadilla, Wiggy? It's got everything you love. Yeah. It's got cheese. Mm-hmm. You can put some peppers and onions. You got
but some
chicken.
People can't screw them up, though. I like when they put the peppers and onions in mine.
Yeah. I don't...
I love that.
I don't like the peppers and onions.
See, I love the peppers and
onions. Are you more of a warm but floppy tortilla guy, or do you like yours crispy?
I like a little crisp to it.
Yeah, yeah, same.
Warm but floppy is Shime Screen.
I almost want to be able to pick it up like a slice of pizza.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Then I put my sour cream with a little bit of pico on there.
Pico de gallo.
Yep.
Guac?
No, I'm not a guac guy.
Really? Yeah. I love you.
Yeah, to me, it has no taste.
Oh, it has so much flavor.
I never get it.
Like, you jackass.
It's so good.
Guac is a must.
And I had it when my kid was going
a great homemade guac.
Right, my kid was going to school in Arizona, and they brought this giant thing out and made it in that concrete bowl or whatever it is. It has no taste.
You haven't had good guac, though.
I told you the people down in Arizona, these were Mexican a restaurant owned by real Mexicans, and it just for me it has no taste.
Yeah.
Yep.
You know, it's just like
most overrated part of the meal.
Yeah, I could not disagree more, but that's the beauty of America. Yeah. Is we're allowed to disagree on that.
That's why we love America. Right?
Friday, Stone Church, Burlington. Speaking of food, a million people have recommended the place that you brought up, Courtney.
Yes.
Deli?
The Vermont Country Deli.
Vermont Country Deli.
Yes.
Is that in Brattleboro? So
I believe it
is
in Brattleboro.
Supposedly, their mac and cheese is like world-renowned mac and cheese. So somehow we're going to have to get that while we're there.
The cheese pulls in the videos I've seen of them scooping the mac and cheese. Oh,
and remember,
my
I'm a mac and cheese expert.
Yep. So we got to get some of that.
They put the crumbles on there.
It looks like there may be some type of hard top. You know how a mac and cheese has like a nice hard crisp top?
So they bake it.
Yeah, I think it's
baked. And then yesterday somebody brought up, and then I saw it again this morning on the Subaru of New England text line, there's some kind of ice cream dish or something that is specific to Vermont.
All right.
Called the Vermont Cream or the Vermont Creamy or something like that.
I think it was the person that...
Also, maybe what was done to Kim Kardashian in the Reggie Bush sex tape. What?
I think somebody called in about that, saying that the maple... wasn't that the maple ice cream? Maple soft serve, somebody called in?
Do you go to Curtis to decide whether you have to dump out of me? Is that what you're doing?
Sometimes. But sometimes I like a second opinion.
Why is he the arbiter of what I can and cannot say?
Because he's the executive producer.
He's technically been here longer than I have. So if he says to dump it, Ken would say the same thing.
Shime is the associate producer.
Ain't no, I'm the executive producer. No,
Shime recently has acted like the president of the company.
No, I would never do such a thing. I'd never overstep.
Yeah.
Okay.
Look at the cost-benefit analysis, Greg. What's the gain? What's the loss?
Yeah.
Which one's higher, producer or executive producer?
Whatever Shime has is higher.
No, yeah. Curtis, you're higher.
No, that's okay.
Don't sell yourself short.
I'm just here for fun.
Here is Zombie who is in the Twitch chat and on the phone right now. Hello, Zombie.
Ladies and gentlemen, good morning.
What's up?
Not much. I want to say what's up to my boy Shime. What's up, brother?
What's up, brother?
Wait, did
special
somebody
team, special plays, special players?
Tuesday.
Somebody DM'd me that I can't believe that somebody has this little going on in their life, but they watch the two of you gaming with each other on Twitch.
Holy hell!
Yeah, me and Tommy have played
Fortnite.
Before. Yeah.
Oh, you're Fortnite.
Okay. Yeah.
Do you have a girlfriend? Or
Zombie's married.
Zombie's married?
Yeah, I'm bringing my wife. My wife is going to the Springfield Roadshow.
Really?
Is your wife a gamer?
Yeah, remember, she's a retro gamer.
Oh.
Zombie was the one that
she
likes. She likes Mario 64 and stuff.
I tried to set Zombie up with Mary, and then he told me he was engaged.
Yeah.
Okay.
At the Springfield show.
That is correct.
What are you calling about, Zombie?
Well, I don't mean to transition back to sports, but, you know, there's a Bruins game.
Game tonight.
I just want to say that, Greg, you actually hit the nail on the head as to why they should stick to a goalie rotation. And it's because when you name the guy, the number one thing on his not-to-do list is lose the job, which is why when Tuukka got hurt, he probably didn't say anything. When Linus got hurt, he probably didn't say anything, and you were running with a 60% Linus rather than putting in the fresh guy. If they run a rotation, they never have worry because you have that game plan. You stick to the platoon.
Yeah.
There's no other team in the league that could go, you know, from an A-plus goalie to another A-plus goalie. Everybody's got like an A and a C. You know what I mean? So nobody else could run a platoon as well. So you stick with it, and you hit the nail on the head. That's why you stay. That's why you stay with the platoon.
Okay.
All right. But if you stick with it, you never come off of it. That's the only
issue. That's correct. That's how you keep fresh legs. That's why they play so good.
But, Zombie, here's the issue. Greg brought this up, which is a good point. Swayman wins tonight.
Looks incredible.
You have to make a serious decision on whether or not you want to put Linus. And if you go with Linus and then he loses, now what? You're still sticking
to it? Well,
that's
just it. Game two, it was 3-2. You know what I mean? Like, you know, that was it. So if you're if he got demolished, let's say it was 5-1 game one, and then it was 1-5 game two, well, now we got a little bit of a predicament. That's probably where he's saying it's based on results. It's based on this. He played good, and they should have won that game, but he didn't get demolished. So you stick with the rotation. You stay with it. Nobody's getting smoked out there. So, you know, you got to stay with it. You keep those legs fresh because it's injuries that have kept us out. It is injuries that have kept us away from the cup. It was Tuukka tearing both hips. Linus playing at 60%. Keep the legs fresh.
Okay. I like it. 7 o'clock can't come soon enough.
Puck drop.
I think Shine brought it up, is watch it out somewhere where they have lots of television so you can watch both at the same time.
It was me that said it, not Shine.
I just made fun of you because I said you've never been to a restaurant, have you?
Yeah, but it was me with the original
Courtney
idea.
Courtney did say that.
Good job, Courtney.
Good job.
Thank you for trying to take credit for it, Winnie.
Shine did try to take
credit for it. Hey, man, if somebody wants to give me credit for something, I'll just take it. That's fine.
Do you want to talk to Scott from Weymouth? You do?
Yes.
Wow. What?
It's been forever.
I know.
What's up, Scott?
Greg.
Yeah.
I'm a little angry at you.
Why?
But not really. I'll keep it in and out in a minute. Because you haven't taken me in a while, but I think you got annoyed at me, and I do get annoying, I guess. I don't know.
You are annoying.
But it's nice to talk to you again. I won't get into names, but I met one of your friends.
What?
I won't get into names. I met one of your friends. I think you got the text. That was her. I don't know who she is. I won't mention her name. It's your friend, though. You know what I'm talking about.
Friend Allie. You met my friend Allie.
Yes.
Scott, you were at some.
Wow. The whole thing was wow. It was funny. Yeah.
You're at a Chinese food restaurant in Weymouth, right?
No, Quincy.
Okay, Quincy.
Ooh. Yep.
And the entire group
had a great time. I had her laughing. She goes, "You're a riot."
Scott.
She goes, "Go ahead, Greg." Good. Yep.
Did you notice when the entire group of them left the restaurant shortly after meeting you? And did you wonder why?
Not true though.
Scott, they left the restaurant and then they came back when they thought it was a safe enough time that you would be gone.
Not true. Me and Allie get along. She filmed me. She was into the whole wow thing. That's whether I think
she wasn't.
Hysterical.
She
wow,
said she said you were trying to get my phone number off her phone.
No, that's a lie. Greg, on my
Scott?
Mother's soul, who passed a year and a half ago. Not true.
Right.
She's lying to you.
You have 30 seconds on the 30 seconds on the Bruins, and then we got to go.
All right. Nice to talk to you again, though, Greg. I mean that.
Oh, okay, good. All right, thank you.
Years we've been talking.
Nice. It's great to talk to you, Scott. There's Scott from Weymouth. up next, we're going to go to Detroit.
Oh.
Going to go to Buffalo Wild Wings
to the
in
D.
Detroit.
Pause.
Check in with Grecian Foyer.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
How am I to expect a savior? Oh, if I only talk to God when I need a favor. God, I need a favor. I know amazing grace, but I ain't been living that
Chime, that was a request?
Yes, it was, by the two gentlemen that are up next here.
Really?
Yeah, they're singing in the background, and they're really annoying me.
Well, our draft coverage is brought to you by McFarland Energy, the home heating oil delivery and HVAC pros at McFarlandEnergy.com, by Chock Full of Nuts Coffee, and by McCormick Grillmates Seasoning. And we now go to Detroit to the Buffalo Wild Wings, I believe.
Oh, yeah. You're wild up in here.
And we and we say hello.
We're in the big D, Wiggy. Hit the big D.
Enjoy the D. Pause.
Why that rejoin when there's so many great Detroit-themed songs?
We have a choice this evening because Fancy Fourier made a 7:30 reservation for some kind of highfalutin steakhouse place or whatever the hell.
Well, listen, hold on. Greg, you would appreciate this place because it's so highfalutin and high-end, okay? They don't really put the prices on the website. This is a Greg Hill special.
I would go to a steakhouse over anything. If you're traveling, you have to go to the local.
Right?
What's the other choice, though, Greg?
Or we can go to the Jelly Roll concert at the Fillmore.
Ooh. Ooh.
And the folks here in Detroit at 97 won the ticket. Waltzed right over, and they were like, "Here, wait! Not only are we going to give you tickets, we're going to give you tickets to where you can like mingle with the corporate people and get all the food and stuff like that." So,
like backstage,
that's not our jam, Courtney, Coco. We wouldn't go backstage.
I think you should. Why can you do the steakhouse first and then the concert?
No.
It's like, you know, it's kind of a tough place to get into. I had to pull some strings, you know, throw some names around there to make sure. And then the only place we got was at the bar. So I don't want to give it up, but I'm a big fan of Jelly Roll. And so I'm kind of conflicted a little bit, but a martini and a steak, I don't know.
Drop the name of the restaurant. I want to look at the menu.
Oh, Proper?
Prime and Proper.
Prime and Proper.
Got it.
Fourier found this, Coco. I got nothing to do with any of this, just like I had nothing to do with riding in an Uber yesterday.
And we did walk by, the Gentleman's Club. I'm sure Wiggy might want to know where that is. It's right around the corner from where we're sitting.
Dossiers has the ALCS right down the road here.
Pop in for a little late night.
Yeah, Fourier, you have no problem. There's like 500 reservations available at this place.
Yeah. Is it really?
Yeah.
Well, I was told that this place was, like, tough to get into.
5:30, 5:45, 6, 6:15, 6:30, 6:45, 7, 7:15, 7:30.
Well, see, I was really trying to lean Gresh to going to get a steakhouse because I know how much he loves crowds and concerts.
Well, the radio station people, they may have told their clients that they're meeting Jelly Roll, and that's why they want Gresh there.
That was not nice.
Greg, you know what they have here? With their dispensaries, they have mushrooms. I was joking earlier.
They do?
Yeah, I'm gonna trip balls on mushrooms, strip naked, and then run through the area for the draft, which is right over here. So Patriots are about to make their pick. There we go. I'll be running up there with a thong. I'll get the grease thing on the back that says Odyssey. Right. You know, like remember those boxers that used to have
Gresh, Matt Chatham will tackle you.
Oh no, he won't. No, he won't, Curtis. He'll probably lecture me on how my body doesn't look good at 50 years old
No, he's going to talk you to death.
Yeah, exactly. he'll make it. Yeah, I'll offer him some mushrooms and pray to God he stays quiet.
Chatham alone, man.
I can't. I really, honestly.
It's all love.
Honestly, I can't wait. What do you guys, who's on today? What do you guys do? I'm so excited about this show next couple days.
Well, you're going to be disappointed. We've got Ross Tucker.
Super nerd.
Ross Tucker, super nerd, mm-hmm. coming up. From Westwood One at 10:30. Andy Hart will be with us as usual. We have Merrill Hodge coming on at 1:30, Greg.
Laird is pumped.
Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah, no, I pushed for that one.
After telling Christian on one day, oh, have your producer find that, we then got the text the next day from Ken saying, I got you, Merrill Hodge.
Yeah.
Now, Curtis, I got to say this, and I know you're going to be really disappointed. Ken Laird has nailed everything to this point, and I'm not kidding. Flights were seamless. Getting into the hotel was seamless with his credit card. It was. It has been this setup here that we have. We had to move away from the window because of the light for Twitch, but like this, apparently tomorrow this place is going to be swarming.
You really don't have to kiss his ass.
No,
right?
But Ken did a great job.
He did what he was supposed to do.
Oh, wait.
Okay. What are we doing here?
I mean, Ken Laird. Laird was born to book things. He's great at it.
I'm just telling Curtis that his arch nemesis did a great job.
Oh. I got to tell you, Buffalo, Wiggy was saying this the other day. Buffalo Wild Wings, pretty good wings.
Yeah, pretty good. I got some good lemon pepper over there. I get bone in. I mean, if they're not bone in, they're basically chicken nuggets. Tell Ken to get you either Kid Rock, Marshall Mathers, or Skilla Baby. One of those.
Who?
Skilla Baby's an up and coming rapper from Detroit.
I think Skilla Baby is performing at that booby bar here after 11 o'clock tonight.
That place. Here's the thing, though. The draft is much different than the actual Super Bowl because there's not, you know, players here. They're all prospects. It's filled with, you know, agents and young kids and families. So you're not going to have the debauchery that you get with the Super Bowl. You know, it's like that Detroit ordered the basic package. They didn't order the premium package.
It's
so
very poorly marked.
Yeah,
like, it's trying to find things. And we're in one of the NFL hotels, but we got to go to the old ballpark to get credentials. Like, there's some things that are, you know, stuff that, like, we would bitch or complain about or whatever. But, yeah, it's interesting to say the least. And we're a stone's throw from where the stage is going to be, which is right downtown. And Fourier did put it on his, like, tweet this morning. This place doesn't smell the way I thought it would.
What's the name of the what's the name of the shake spot?
Will you stop extending this break by asking?
That's right, Wiggy. No, this is what Wiggy does.
We can
that's what he does.
I
know. You told me Wiggy was the problem, Greg.
Right?
And here he is.
We can extend it when it's a crossover. Because they're still getting the airtime. They don't like when it's not a crossover. But now that they're getting the airtime, they don't mind extending it.
No, Wiggy, you're the problem. We've realized that you're the problem. You are the problem.
He's the problem in many different
areas.
You
can't shut him off.
We're trying to help some listeners lead into your show.
Okay. You guys have a glorious afternoon.
Guys.
And we will talk to you tomorrow.
I cannot wait. Awesome job getting out there. And can't wait to hear what goes on today and certainly what goes on in 34 hours. When the NFL draft starts, so
can't wait for them to take a guy that can't play.
All right. Gresh and Foyer from Detroit. Draft coverage continues next. We're back tomorrow at 6. Thank you.
Okay, picture this.
It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.